Well, hello. Today is October the 28th, 2022. This is Wes Fryer, and I am here with CMC, a middle school student who has built an amazing website called CMC World News. And I wanted to have a chance to visit a little bit with him about the website and the background of kind of how he got started doing this and web design and a few other things. So thanks for letting me interview you today.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Can you tell me a little background about how this all got started? Where did the idea come from and just kind of where did it start?
All right. So mainly with COVID, once everything shut down, I wanted to give people a news source that was reliable because everybody on the news was spreading so many just like fake rumors and things like that. So I just wanted to give people a trustable news source.
And awesome.
I created this and it started to hit off.
So this really just started like a couple years ago. Was it in like 2019 or 2020?
Yeah.
Was it the year the lockdown happened? Yeah. Like in March and so?
Yes. Okay. It started actually like March 13th, I think.
There you go. Okay. So it was a COVID-inspired website.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea? You said that the spreading of disinformation and untrustworthy news and things like that.
Yeah.
Had you ever made a website before? Did you
Never.
Have web design?
Never.
Really?
This is my first.
Okay. How did you learn the skills in order to do this?
So I set it up on GoDaddy.com.
Okay.
And mainly when it first started, it was terrible. Like this part wasn't here.
We should let people know, by the way, we're recording this two ways. So we have the audio version, but we're also recording a screencast that you're going to put on the YouTube channel of
yes.
the website. And so if you go to the website, cmcworldnews.com, there's a link there to the YouTube channel and you can get to the screencast. I'll put this in the show notes of the recording as well. So what did it look like when it first started?
If you're watching the screencast where my browser is, all of this didn't exist and it was just a,
we can actually hide that at the bottom if you want, cause we don't need to. Yeah.
Wait, how do I?
So, and you should be able to, if you want to use the mouse.
Yeah,
you can
scroll. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is
it plugged in? Plug it all the way.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry for the delay.
That's okay. We may or may not. There we go.
All right.
We're having some mouse malfunctions. Okay, let's just use the trackpad. If you use two buttons or two fingers, you can scroll up. So basically, it was not nearly as fancy as this with the different sections and things like that.
All of the articles were here, and now we just have, like, the flag that me and...
Was that original logo that you had made?
This is the original logo.
Okay.
And this is our YouTube channel. You
yep.
can go to it. Just copy the link, paste it.
Right.
And boom, you're there. These were originally all the articles were here.
Okay.
This didn't exist.
So at the top, and we'll just kind of describe this for people who might not be watching the screencast. We've got an about page, a kids room, world news, sports, traveling, and then more. So all of those are in a navigational bar that's at the top of the page. So you just kind of had one home page and everything
yeah,
was there?
Yeah, and it wasn't that good at all.
Now, did you use GoDaddy's tools that they provided?
Yes.
So you log into GoDaddy to actually edit and create.
Well,
can you take us on a little tour a little bit and show us what is on the site today and kind of how it's laid out?
So this is the main page, the YouTube channel logo flag. Now, let's just go to about for a second. This is me, and that's KDG. He joined, and we're friends, and he's helped me a lot with this and
cool.
wrote a bunch of articles.
And you guys picked aliases just as far as safety, right? To not
yeah.
be giving out your name, and there's no photographs of you on here.
Like in this photo, my back, me and his back is turned.
Oh, okay.
And
so there's a little information about you, but you're modeling, I think, the safe sharing of information.
Yes. Because
there's nothing here that would, like, identify, here's where I live, or even really where I go to school.
Yeah.
This is just all safe information.
Yeah. This is our two biographies, and then we hired one of our friends who's helping us,
oh,
MBS.
Okay. Who's a football fan?
Yes.
All right. Cool.
All right. Kids room. This has just... stuff for kids, school starting back, some things about Minecraft, and it's just, we're, a lot of kids
So what, you said 4 to 12, yeah. So that's more like elementary age.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe towards the younger side of it.
Okay,
mainly,
yeah, maybe 5th or 6th grade.
Yeah, oh, world news.
So we're seeing a lot of, yeah, we're seeing Mickey Mouse. And, oh, and then the Ukraine, okay.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth, gas, Biden, has stuff happening around the world.
Okay.
The main TMC World News, that's where we got
now,
it from.
Now, do you link out to some other places as well? How do you do that? Like, as far as, show us an example of maybe an article.
Here is linking out a little bit. Here is kids' book recommendations, and down here it has charities that you can donate to.
Okay, cool.
And there are the links. Like, you want an article?
Yeah, like give us an example. So you're kind of summarizing. So, like, let's go to Queen Elizabeth. So, let's see, was that on World News or where was the kid? Queen Elizabeth. Okay, so we've got Ukraine crisis and then
that one was more like a sub thing, just
kind of a headline.
Yeah. Here, like this one is an actual article.
Gas is getting expensive.
We post a lot on the sports page.
Okay.
And I did a bunch of these. Roger Federer, like retirement from tennis.
Okay.
And Philadelphia Eagles remain the only undefeated team in the NFL.
All right.
Carlos Alcaraz, youngest tennis player ever to be number one in the world. The NBA season starting. McCaffrey traded to the 49ers. The Phillies facing the Astros in the World Series.
So where are you getting your information as you're creating these different, I guess, small headlines and articles?
So mainly I see it online and then check for different sources to make sure and double check that it's actually happening.
Okay.
And then really any time I get, I write about it.
Okay. So you're reading it in different sources. You're kind of filtering through that news, and then you're sharing the things you think would be of interest to other people. So what is the part of the website you enjoy updating the most? Are you a sports person too?
Yeah. I love sports.
Okay. Especially tennis, is that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Tennis. I like watching football, and I like following some basketball teams.
Right. Okay. So if we go under more, what other things are there?
Merch and then COVID-19.
Oh, so tell me about merch. What's that?
All right. So it's not up yet. It's coming soon. It should be up as soon as we can get it.
Okay. Have you picked a site to use for where you're going to do the merch?
We're going to do it here, and we might sell some on like eBay or something. We might. That's not. Promise, and we got 30 t-shirts that have the logo, the flag, and then say CMC Wellness.
That's really cool. So I have, let me think about what I did this. I've been getting into, look, there is a West, I spelled her. I've been getting into cooking. Part of my COVID story was getting into barbecue and cooking, but I, set up a website. There it is. Okay. Food.westfryer.com. And so I'm into barbecue and cooking, but I got into merchandise. And I have a shop link too, but I did it on, well, I guess this is just the calendar. There is a place. Okay. I did this. This was a calendar product. So I did that on Lulu, but there is a place I'm trying to think where I did a t-shirt. To find it on my own website. I should have done my homework to have my site. Because I was interested in doing t-shirts, and see, this is sad. I can't even find my own merchandise. So somewhere in here, I had merchandise. Obviously, there's lots and lots of people ordering it. I don't even remember where it is. I'm going to have to find it. But maybe that's something we can talk about a little later, is where to do merchandise. Because there's different third-party companies like that you can do. But basically, are you wanting to do like t-shirts or other things too besides clothing?
I want to try to get other clothes, like hats, maybe sweatshirts. But mainly, we order 30 t-shirts.
Okay.
Give or take a few. And we're as soon as possible, hopefully, going to get them up.
Okay, yeah. Because there's ways to do that where people would order it from you and you'd send it. But you can also do it where other people print them and make them and ship them. And you don't even have to have them at your house, which is kind of cool. So I'll find the link for where I did that. And I want to say, if I've connected this or my own, there's a dashboard. Yeah, I don't think I have it connected here. I don't know. I'll have to go back. But I've watched other YouTubers and stuff like that who are doing merchandise, because I think that's kind of cool where you don't have to actually have the products yourself. But if somebody orders one, they make one and then they send it to them. So that way you don't have to guess about like how many people are going to order it or that kind of thing.
Well, I could.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what's next? What are you, you've got three employees sort of.
Yeah, me. Mainly mm-hmm. KDG yeah. helps a lot, and right. MBS just recently.
Do they use the same login that you do to GoDaddy to get into the site, or do they have their own logins?
I edit it myself. Okay. They
give you the content and you do it.
This is kind of, well, I mainly write most of them, but for the, like, the backstory, we have a Google slide that we write articles on.
Nice.
And,
so you kind of collaborate in Google Slides?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then you take that content to put it on the website?
Yes. And at the end, like, here, I'll give you guys an example. Like at the end, buy CMC.
So you're doing your byline to know. Yep.
And it'll say, like, MBS or
whoever made it. So you'll be able to tell. And I saw you had a subscribe. So tell me how that works. If somebody does want to stay up to date, because that was one of the questions I had, is how do we find out? If we click subscribe, what will we, is that to a mailing list or what will that do for
let's
us?
Let's just see.
You want to put my email in? Well, I guess it'll.
Yeah. Any email, basically, sign up and you can send us a message.
Do you just get is that a form that sends you a message or is it like MailChimp or some kind of subscription thing where you'll have this list and then you can like email out to them?
Mainly, it signs you up and I haven't emailed that much, and then I can email.
Do you send updates every once in a while? Like, or would, how do you use it? Like, if I sign up, how often should I expect to get an email?
Monthly.
Okay, so like a monthly update.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do it more and more.
Okay, okay, and so that's something that you just take the emails and send that to people. Okay, so that kind of gets into a question I'm skipping around, but how you handle feedback. You have a contact form. People can subscribe. Have you had any interesting feedback from people since you...
Kind of. Well, this is... a lot of kids in my school or, like, friends just, like, say, it's bad.
Really?
Just quit
they've
it.
They've given you bad feedback?
Yeah, they do it a lot. But then I just tend to ignore it. I don't care. And then when I get, like, something positive, like... I think about it and try to change it.
Sure. Okay. So those are messages that probably come to your email box. Yeah. How about YouTube? How's that been? Do you have comments on for your YouTube? And what's that experience?
I can't remember. Okay.
Have you had many comments and feedback there?
Our YouTube channel currently small, very small to compare to the website. That's why we need you guys.
That's why we're sharing this out.
Yes.
We want people to visit.
So
now, and so that is actually another question. So analytics, how do you know how many people are visiting your site?
So on GoDaddy, you sign in, scroll down, go to, it says visitors.
All right.
And you can see how many you got in the last 30 days
and
12 months. Right now, I think we're like at 2,900-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Hoping to get 3,000 soon.
You're tracking your web analytics there. And then kind of same thing with YouTube. You'll look and see views and stuff like that. One of the things I noticed, because I set up my, I'm a really old person now, you know. I set up my Speed of Creativity in 2005. And I used to have a website, or I used to have this map that would show visitors and stuff. But one of the things I learned is sometimes robots actually visit your site. So that's been one thing I've wondered about as I've looked at those numbers. It's like, how many are real people, you know, and how many are robots? And it's kind of hard to figure that out. So, all right. You've already talked a little bit as far as keeping safe.
Yes.
Let's see. Challenging. What, as far as skills, what would you say are skills that you have developed? Obviously, you've learned to log into GoDaddy and just the mechanics of putting stuff on the site. Thinking about, 3 years ago or whatever when you started, what are the skills that you have now? And where do you want to go with your skills too?
Definitely wording things correctly.
Okay, writing.
I feel like I did this on purpose. Like, all your news of one case, subscribe to CMC World News. It's a website of 10-year-olds that are good at typing articles and stuff. I did that on purpose to, like, sound funny and, like, attract attention. But, like, we're just kids. Like, we're not.
Right.
And, like, on some time,
Now, images, though, you've edited this image.
Yeah.
Because you put this in with the backgrounds and stuff. How did you do that? Did you have a photo program? Or
Google Slides.
You did it in Google Slides? Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I made it.
Did you just, like, save it as a JPEG or a PNG? Yeah.
I made a text box here, filled it that color,
okay.
Put welcome to, and then the link, CMC World News,
okay.
And wrote a little something here. And
bias. And that's an image from Google Slides that you put in. Cool. That's just awesome.
I've done Google Slides a lot before this with my friend, KDG, and we did a lot with it. Yeah.
So if I had a magic wand, I was like a genie, and you could say, give me this skill or whatever, what would you love to have as like an additional skill that relates to the website or images or anything like that? Is there anything you're like, I wish I could just, you know, wave a magic wand and give me this ability?
Not really right now. I feel like...
You feel like your skills, you've got pretty much what you want? What you need to do?
There's a lot that I don't have. It's a tough question.
Yeah. Any other websites like this that you know of that are kind of similar, like that you used as a model, or did you all just kind of come up with this on your own?
I kind of just came up with it.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, last question. Where do you think your web design skills are going to take you in your life? or do you foresee these being something that you'll... you know, maybe continue to use after school?
I'm not sure, really. I'm, like, only 11. I'm not
do you really... Do you know what you want to be when you grow up? Have you gotten... You have
well,
some
I want to be a professional tennis player.
Oh, okay.
But if you're like, if that doesn't work out, I might try to do this.
Use some digital skills. Well, there's a lot of ways, obviously, that professional tennis has people working in it.
Right.
So, I know from...
Attraction. Once you get, like, popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there's people that are, commentators and, you know, professionals that are on there as far as being able to communicate and share and talk about that, so.
Mainly with this, wait, what was I going to say?
I mean, this is certainly, I want to just compliment you for taking the initiative to do this.
Thank you.
This is one of the most... Well, this is the most developed news site of a student that I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of different student sites. So this is why I'm excited to share this. We want to remind everybody, you can go to the website, cmcworldnews.com. I'll have a link in the show notes to this. And I guess probably to let, if you're visiting, if you're listening to this, you're seeing the screencast or you're listening to the audio, probably the best thing would be to go to cmcworldnews.com and then click under more. Is that where we got to the feedback?
Or
was it just subscribe? How did we get to that?
You press that.
Yep. And there's two places. So you can subscribe if you want, but you can also send a message. And is that probably the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. Well, I am W. Fryer on Twitter. CMC is not on social media at this point.
A little bit of YouTube.
But you're YouTube. That's true. That's true. But anyway, you can always reach out to me on Twitter at W. Fryer. You can also go to westfryer.com/contact. And there are some ways... and I'm just super excited to get to share this. So the YouTube version of this screencast is going to be shared over on CMC's YouTube channel. But I'm going to be publishing this audio podcast over on Speed of Creativity. And we just want to encourage people to check it out, maybe share it with other students, give some feedback. And we want to encourage more web development, web design, and also ways to deal with misinformation and disinformation and reliable news. So if you've got suggestions or ideas or you know of other websites, that could even be something that if people let you know about that, you could, you know, share out as well.
Oh, before I forget a little bit, I have to give a lot of credit to my dad, who's kind of inspired me a lot with this.
Awesome.
He copyrighted it, got it an LLC, all rights reserved, and... he's helped me a lot with this, and I want to give a lot of credit to him.
That is fantastic. Well, yeah. I am super, super excited. When you first showed this to me and I saw it, I said, this is your website? You did this? I thought, oh my gosh, I got to learn more about this. So thank you for continuing to share about it and reminding me that we could talk about it, because I think there's other people that will be interested. So thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you.
Yes. Go forth and share CMC World News.
Thank you so much.